Blog Talk Radio.
God wants in our lives, amen. We look to him. Oh, he is the author and the finisher of our faith, amen. God is so glorious. Let us have a word of prayer, then we're going to go into some encouragement on this morning. Hallelujah. Give God the highest praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless your holy name, God. You are amazing. We worship you. We adore you. Oh, God, we lift you up high. You are our God. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. We, God, you are putting our spirit to look forward to spending eternity with you. And, God, what a glorious eternity forever and ever, because we are with you, the Most High God, who is compassionate, who is kind, who is so good. Oh, God, we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Seeds of the Word. This is a harvest, Seeds of Harvest programming. And on Wednesdays, we give encouragement from the Word of God. Yesterday, we have Seeds of Prayer and Praise. And so you can go back and get that link and join us, agree with us in prayer. Amen. It's always a good time to pray. And it's about, in prayer, we're getting to know our God and to know who he is. And we know without a doubt, when we know God, he is, we are known by him. He knows us. Those who love him, he knows who we are. And that should be just such a comforting thought unto us on today. Amen. I do want to go to the scripture in Philippians chapter 4. He started in verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. 5 says, let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And what encouraging words there. First, we are told to rejoice. Rejoice means have the joy of the Lord, the joy of our salvation. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And if you go back in the Old Testament, Joshua 1, God commanded Joshua to be strong and courageous. In Joshua chapter 1, he says it 3 times. And so we want to rejoice. Here, the apostle is writing, and he says it twice, rejoice in the Lord always. And I will say it again, rejoice. We have so much to be rejoicing with our God when we think about eternity with him, when we think about God's character. God is love. God is love. And he says nothing will separate us from that love. He said he will never leave us or forsake us. We can't give that testimony to humans, but we can give it to the Lord our God. So we are wanting to stay in this rejoicing attitude and gratitude. And he goes on in this passage of scripture, Philippians 4, to say about our gentleness, how we are to be gentle with all people, how it is that the Lord is near. And so he said, in telling us to not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, being thankful. Thankfulness, thanksgiving is not just a holiday. Now, this is a way of life for believers in Christ Jesus. It's a way of life for us, amen, for you and for me. Because when we are thankful, we're thankful for whatever comes our way. For the good and the bad. We're thankful for God's grace and his mercy. We're thankful for God opening doors that no man can close, closing doors no man can open. We are thankful that God hears the cries of our heart, things we cannot express in words with our vocabulary. God hears and he understands us. There is no one like our God. And just, you know, we can present our request to him. We can verbalize. God is, he'll have his, you know, his cell phone on going to voicemail or on vibration. No, God always answers us. And we may not know all the ways that he does. I have a practice of thanking God for answer to prayer. But I believe in my heart of hearts that I come short of that thankfulness because I really, truly, because I am finite and God is infinite, that I do not come close to giving him thanks for all the answers that he has given. And still, yeah, we ought to rejoice and be grateful and be thankful and present our requests unto him. Amen. I thank God for his faithfulness. God is so faithful. He says it. He says, I am faithful to the faithful. And so we continue to persist. We continue to persevere. God is right there in the midst. And he doesn't deny us. It's, Jesus taught the parable. Remember the parable of the widow who was going to the unjust judge? He didn't care about God or people, but she wore him out with her coming. She said, oh, I'm going to get justice. And God says, how much more will he do so for his own kids, for his elect, for those who cry out to him day and night? He'll come. He'll do just what he says. And that's why in verse 7 is important. It says, and the peace of God, peace. So many are in distress, turmoil. But this way says, when we do all those things, we rejoice, we are gentle, and we are not anxious, but we pray, and we have petitions, and thanking God, presenting our requests to him. And it says in verse 7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. See, we're not able to understand it, nor with others. We'll guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. If there is not ever a time when we should desire utmost the peace of God, it is now, in 2016. The peace of God transcends all understanding. Guarding our hearts. See, our hearts have to be guarded. We've got to guard the love God puts in our hearts and our minds to be focused on the permanent, not the temporary here on earth, but on being forever in eternal presence of the Lord. So we give God glory on today. I thank God for you that he will do just what he has said. We know God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man he shall repent. We will have the peace that we need. God bless you. And I speak this over you. The Lord bless and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. Turn his face toward you and I and give us peace. Be blessed. Go with God. Join us when we uplift the youth on this Saturday. Amen.